You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Canadian Stage and Citadel Theatre Edmonton are presenting the Canadian premiere, which won 4 Tony Awards, one of which was for Best New Play, The Humans, written by Stephen Karam and directed by Jackie Maxwell. It opens tonight at the Bluma Appel Theatre and runs until February 25th. And with us to talk about it this morning is Jackie Maxwell. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So opening night tonight, eh?
Yes. It's actually, I can't
believe you're here.
I know.
Well, you know, there's something about the kind of the impotence of the director at a certain point, you know, like you feel totally responsible but can't do anything at a certain point.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I'm sort of getting to that. You
okay.
Know? But it's good.
You're leaving it in the hands of everyone else
I'm
now.
I'm leaving it in their hands,
there
exactly.
So 4 Tony Awards. Why do you think it got 4 Tony Awards?
Oh, well, I think, well, certainly I can speak to the play.
Yes.
I think the play is incredibly relatable, too, mm-hmm. for people. I mean, it has a very basic trope, which is very familiar, which is a family gathering. Mm-hmm. It's Thanksgiving, and a family comes together, two daughters, mother, father, boyfriend, and the grandmother. So you get this very classic idea, which we all sort of know. And then what he's done is, which is wonderful, is he's put it in, it's a duplex. Mm. So it's actually a two-level set, because what it is, it's a two-level mm-hmm. apartment.
Yeah.
And the set itself is like if you kind of, it's like a dollhouse, you know, if you
right.
sliced it in two.
Right.
So slowly you get to realize that it's just a bit more complicated than a bunch of people sitting around a table, because it's actually, it's real time, which is 95 minutes, no stops, no nothing, no blackouts. So all the actors are on stage all the time. And often as it gets going, there's scenes happening upstairs, downstairs. There's one of the actors is making a turkey dinner in the kitchen all the way through the play,
oh my
which
God.
Eventually gets served, et cetera, et cetera. So it was wonderfully brain-bendingly complicated to put together.
Yes, I bet.
But I think the whole way that it's like that, it's that wonderful thing. You know when you get together with families and there's actually, you want to escape and there's nowhere to go
yes,
except maybe the bathroom?
Yes. yes.
So you get that sense. Mm-hmm. You get to feel the love that is between them all. Of course, it's very funny, but also, and this is where I think it really connects, I think, a lot for people today, is this is a sort of middle-class to lower-middle-class family, and essentially things are really fraying for mm-hmm. them. Expectations that the parents had in terms mm-hmm. of pensions or their future or their retirement, things have happened financially that are not working out for them. Everybody is in it has... life is not going to be as easy as one might have thought it, you know.
Right.
So very, very apt for these times.
Very apt for these times.
Mm-hmm.
The week that we started rehearsing in Edmonton was the week, in fact, that Trump put his tax bill through. So when I say anxiety is rising in the play, I think it's mirroring anxiety that many people, Americans, but also us too.
Yeah,
I was
going to
ask,
sure.
is it specifically set in America or is it not mentioned?
No, it is. It's very
it
specifically
is.
Actually
okay.
set
okay.
in because the family's from Scranton.
Oh, okay.
And the daughter's moving to a rather doubtful duplex in Chinatown in Manhattan.
Right.
But I have to say, it could be
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there's
Well, the whole political dynamic with family gatherings happens worldwide.
Absolutely.
I would think. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I think that, and then in fact also, because, you know, you kind of go, oh, it's a family drama or it's a real-time drama. But then in fact, and again, I've got to be careful here. I'm doing spoiler alerts.
Oh.
But there's a kind of manifestation of that anxiety mm-hmm. as the play develops.
Mm-hmm.
That has a very surprising ending.
Okay.
Sort of.
Exactly.
Now, you cast this yourself.
I cast it alongside actually the two artistic directors, mm-hmm. which is Daryl Cloran in Edmonton and Matthew Jocelyn here in Toronto.
Oh, great.
At Cannes Stage. So, yeah, and you know, the casting process, I've always thought this, if you really, really cast carefully and you get it right, it's. A huge percentage of your work is done.
I know.
It really is.
So what do you think? I mean, you've got six actors here. What do you think is the common thread that goes through these actors that drove you to cast them?
Well, Apart from their talent, that's basic, but important. To be honest, I really had to think of, you know, when you're casting, it's not just going, oh, well, that actor would be good in that part. You're casting a family.
Yes.
So you have to really think, you want a group of people that you know are going to be open, that they, you hope, are going to be able to connect with each other. And also in this case, we're really game for what I was pretty sure and was right was a really tricky piece, because the choreography, if you think about it, if someone's downstairs laying a table and talking, I would have to say things like, okay, you can't say that line until you've heard the third line of the conversation upstairs, then you can say. So it's choreographed incredibly specifically. I mean, hopefully.
So no ad-libbing in this thing.
No cracks.
Right. Now, what do you hope that people will walk away with once they've seen The Humans?
Well, I mean, this is so kind of pat, but I think the humanity of it, and I think also when the ending is provocative, and it, you know, you really have to think what is being said by what happens at the end. I mean, I'm sorry, I haven't been saying that. I just don't want to spoil it for people.
No, of course,
but. It does, I think, make you realize that what is it that holds people together? Mm-hmm. What is it that pulls people apart? Mm-hmm. What is it generationally? How are we dealing with a world that is changing and changing very quickly? Because there are three generations. Mm-hmm. There's also, very interestingly, the boyfriend is, in fact, you find out, of a kind of higher class than the rest. And there's moments in the piece where it kind of goes...
Right.
And again, so I think there's a lot of takeaways. I think there'll be a lot of discussion in it, and it's pretty moving.
It sounds like people have to tread very carefully, especially now with this undercurrent. I have friends that live in Florida, Canadians, and there's a lot that they can't say to other Americans.
Yeah. You know? And I think that's what finds, you know, and the other thing too is, of course, and I'm sure we've all been there, you know, once the wine starts flowing or the beer stop being open, people are a little less delicate as the play goes on. So there's that as well.
You know? Now, when you were first approached or the idea was given for this, was it just fortuitous or was it planned because look what's happening down there? We should do this play.
No, you know, I think that's what's so interesting in the theater sometimes. It's like you kind of slide into a zeitgeist sometimes without necessarily knowing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that the play, you know, it's sort of all was happening just as certainly the election, you know, like in down there, things were kind of roiling and the election was happening and so on. I don't know that many people were expecting it to end up the way it did. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Stephen Karam was either. But I certainly think that it is a play. You know what's interesting? It's a play about class as well.
Yes.
Or it deals with class. Yes. And actually, not that many plays do.
North American ones, anyway.
North American ones, absolutely. Good point. And so in that case, I think all of that was of interest, and certainly I know for Matthew and Daryl, and I loved the play when I read it. It's interesting because I think I probably would have gone to see it in New York, but then I found out I was doing it, and so I went, no, I'm not going to.
You don't want to have any preconceived notions.
No, it's always a little weird to see something you're going to direct.
That's interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I've never heard a director actually say that.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I mean, it's one thing if you're going to do King Lear and you saw it 10 years ago, that's different.
Sure, sure.
But I think when you know you're about to do something, I just thought, oh, I can't. Then I'll just not know whether it's my own ideas or I'm just going, I'll steal that. That was good.
Now, the question begs to be asked because you're here and you are a woman.
I am.
Being one of the few women in a leadership role in the Canadian theater community... One second, I've got more notes here. How do you feel about the current troubled Canadian theater landscape based off of the powerful Me Too campaign? And what stops do you think should be taken to change things, to correct things?
Well, I'm glad to say I think some steps are being taken. I mean, you know, once the lid's off Pandora's box, you know, it's very, has always been hard to put back on again. I think things, you know, have come out, well, on all landscapes, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think the notion of trying to empower, I certainly, as a woman who's been in a leadership role in the theater for a long time.
Shaw Festival, mm-hmm. sure.
Shaw mm-hmm. and so on. I've really tried to take time. I talk a lot to younger women. Mm-hmm. I talk a lot to younger women and to encourage them to take on leadership roles if theater has come up and, mm-hmm. you know, said, have you thought about applying for this? What does it mean? Let me help you. Let me talk to you. Mm-hmm. I think those of us who have been around have to take that on now, have to really be active. A friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, Martha Burns, wonderful yes. actress, has mm-hmm. started wonderful. Something. She started something in the fall called Got Your Back. And that actually just started in her living room. And it's now a very large group of women, deliberately intergenerational, young women, older women, that could talk in private about these issues and
Fantastic.
Go, all right, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got to talk to our associations. We've mm-hmm. got to get equity and so on really on board so we have protections in place, you know, et cetera. So we mm-hmm. have to be very pragmatic. And I think we also emotionally have to be very helpful. And mm-hmm. so I'm certainly in there.
Well, we're very proud of you, that's for sure.
Well,
and the fine
you.
Work
Big
that you've
time.
Done at Shaw for 14 years, and now all the production, just diving right into it.
Yeah, sure.
It's fantastic.
Sure.
Well, I want to wish you all the best, Jackie. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Indeed. Not at all. It was a pleasure talking to you both, as always.
Break
Thanks.
A leg.
We've
Thank
been
you.
Talking to director Jackie Maxwell about Canadian Stage's production of The Humans by Stephen Karam. It opens tonight and runs until February 25th at the Bluma Appel Theatre. For tickets, call 416-368-3110 or go to canadianstage.com. Thanks.